Since 1935, Ohio State and Michigan have met on the final Big Ten Saturday of November.
Started right there. I asked Raekwon McMillan, are you blitzing or is it going to be on this one? He said, you go.
Here comes a blitz. It's picked up.
Next thing you know, Joey got to the quarterback.
Gardner, though, is wrapped up by Bosa. The ball's out.
Ball dropped, right here.
Darren Lee's got it for Ohio State. Going for the exclamation point.
It's so loud at this point. I can't even hear. I can't hear anything. I don't even know how I'm running.
Touchdown, Buckeyes!
It was one thing to just play in this game, but to actually score in it, that's forever. And scored, dropped it, and then.
So many people throughout his life told him he couldn't do it. People thought Darren was going to get to Ohio State and fizzle out.
He was a three-star prospect coming out of high school.
Didn't get the respect that other prospects get.
I think he came here with something to prove and a chip on his shoulder.
Plays like he's pissed off.
Not today!
Backed into the corner, he's going to fight his way out type of mentality.
He has a lot of swag and a lot of energy.
D-Lee, you cocky. You so cocky. I'm like, so?
I think it's time to get this thing going, Jets. It's a beautiful day to play football, man. I love this game so much.
It's hard to miss Darren Lee.
It's going to be us tonight because it's that green and white, baby. Let's go.
He's loud.
Talk to him, Mo.
He's proud.
I'm waiting on it.
And he's not afraid to tell you about it.
Tell me your closest secret. I hate Darren Lee. There you go. I like it.
He's a very loud player at times, and you need that on defense.
I definitely walk in the room thinking I'm the best player. That's just the type of competitor I am.
Understanding Darren Lee's swagger requires understanding his past.
Welcome, the Ohio State Buckeyes.
I haven't seen you in ages. I miss you.
The San Diego Chargers select Joey Bosa. The Dallas Cowboys select Ezekiel Elliott. Eli Apple. Taylor Decker. Tackle, Ohio State.
The 2016 Ohio State draft class was historic. They became only the second school to have five first-round picks in one draft. 2 years prior, it would seem unlikely that Darren Lee would have been one of them.
I came in here as the lowest rated recruit out of everybody. We had 26 guys. I was the lowest.
He was a three-star prospect coming out of high school because nobody knew what to do with him.
Didn't get the respect that other prospects get. I think there's an edge to him. He needs to just prove that he's not that.
I was going to use that as my fuel and as my confidence, that whoever kept denying me that I wasn't, I was just going to prove you wrong in the end.
After multiple auditions at Ohio State summer camp, Lee received no offer to play for his hometown team.
He sent me a text message, and I remember it. He was like, I'm going to go play at Ohio State. And I was like, okay, that's cool. But we didn't have an offer.
I tell this story to young people all the time. Darren was persistent about being a Buckeye, and bless his heart, we're glad he was.
Lee spoke his dream into existence. Ohio State decided to take a flyer on the wiry athlete out of New Albany. But as the lowest rated recruit in his class, he would have to fight to earn his stay.
It was already hard enough to get my foot in the door. It was going to be even harder just to stay or just to keep up.
To be honest with you, he was somewhat not remarkable at that point in time.
That was a twig. I'm actually having visuals of my first camp. And my string bean arms.
The big question about him when I first saw him was, well, where really is this guy going to play?
Didn't fit our scheme at quarterback, yet he's playing quarterback in high school.
Quarterback had been my passion my whole life. And so it was a little bit of a pill of pride that I had to really swallow.
I remember he called me. He's like, yo, coach, man, they don't want me to play quarterback. They want to say, hush, wait, stop right there. Dude, you're at Ohio State. I don't care if they want you to play kicker. Show them the athlete you are.
Switching positions and sides of the ball, Darren Lee had an uphill climb to stay on the Buckeyes roster, a climb that took physical form as an infamous training site during Lee's time as a high school track star. In the lead-up to his first Ohio State camp, the hill became ground zero for Lee's transformation.
Call it Dead Man's Hill. Dead Man's Hill.
I'll never forget the day he first took me here because it just became part of me forever.
I'll make them do a bunch of squats first. Get the legs a little heavy. And then when they thought it was over because of the squats, all right, let's go. We got like 15 sprints up this hill.
So hard. It's like I was on my side, a loss for words.
Just the repetition.
I hated him. I dreaded it.
Got this big man child who think he can do whatever. Oh, yeah, this hill ain't going to be. By the third one, it was like, Coach O, please.
He was really training my mind. He wasn't training me to be a track star. He was training my mind for what I was about to see here.
If you quit in sports, when life get hard, you quit. So I put everything on his back, pushed everything I could at him. If you think you're in shape, okay, there will always be another hill you have to climb. When you think you arrive, guess what? You got to rise even harder.
The hill is to always keep growing, always to keep rising, all of that.
The hill is basically everything he was going to face.
That first practice in the spring, we looked out there and Darren Lee was running with the first team defense. And we're all kind of stunned.
He's bigger, he's stronger.
That was a huge spring for me. I had to bring it every single day. It was an open spot. And so, go take it.
You couldn't take your eye off of him because, number one, what the heck is he doing out there? Number two, oh, that's why he's out there. He's making plays.
You could see it coming. Once he got here, first 2 days, fall camp, you could see there was something there that was going to be really good.
The 81st All-State Sugar Bowl from New Orleans.
Day of the game. I couldn't tell you how bad the nerves were, man. Everybody and their mama had us losing that game. Old bad Alabama, who they had as a team of the century.
You always wonder about a guy when he goes on the big stage. You know, what's he going to do? Is he going to swallow hard? Is he going to step up to the limelight?
It's big Derrick Henry rumbling down the sideline. Touchdown. Fake the pitch to him. Sims on a bootleg. Throws on the run. Touchdown, Amari Cooper.
Got it 21-6. I believe so. They were up. And it's easy to feel like, yeah, maybe this ain't our night.
Sims is leveled by Lee.
He was ridiculous.
Sims loses yardage. Darren Lee again.
I mean, he could take over a game.
Darren Lee has played a heck of a ball game.
He was a three-star prospect coming out of high school. And all of a sudden, there he is going toe-to-toe with Alabama.
It's time to go to Black, and he got leveled, and the ball is out.
The adrenaline gets going, like, oh, we can play with these guys too.
Darren Lee was the guy who, like, all night was bringing it. He was, like, almost floating. I mean, he was a defensive MVP of the Sugar Bowl. It's almost like he had a point to prove.
We just believed in each other. Just had to weather the storm.
The New York Jets select Darren Lee.
Fast forward a year, you saw that, yeah, this kid might not be here for 4 years.
So here's Catanzaro to kick it off to begin overtime. So the Jet defense has to get a stop, give up a touchdown, and the game is over.
Bortles under center with Fournette in his own end zone and takes the handoff. Hit by Darren Lee and stuffed for a one-yard loss.
Lee's rise has been meteoric. Less than 4 years removed from being the overlooked high school quarterback out of New Albany, Lee has become a central cog in the Jets' young defensive core.
It's how it happened so fast and so sudden is just what still amazes me to this very day.
He worked really hard to go from a three-star kid to a first-round draft pick. It wasn't like he was just a first-round draft pick waiting to be found. He made himself into one.
I think the sky's the limit for Darren Lee. I don't think he scratched the surface of how good a football player he can be.
The NFL is a prove-it league. Darren Lee has had to prove it his entire life. With each challenge he's overcome, and each hill he's climbed, Lee has answered his critics.
He'll never get complacent because in his mind, he has too many people hating on him. So that's like the wood to his fire.
Some guys just have that it factor about them, that swagger about them.
Stay tuned.
I believe the world has yet to see what Darren Lee can do.
Outstanding play by Darren Lee again.